Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be happy and to do good while they live, that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. Join me in a time of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for the promises of your word. Please be with us here in this place and use these messages from your children to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your favorite season? Personally, my favorite season is the spring. I like the spring because of all the new life being brought into the world again. What about you, Cole?
Well, before I talk about my favorite season, I want to ask you all a question. If Jesus was on earth today, what kind of car would he drive? A Chrysler. Anyways, my favorite season is summer because it's warm and it's vibrant. And today we're talking about the seasons of our faith. So I'm up here to briefly explain the four seasons, and they'll all be talked about more in depth later. First, we start with fall. It's a time of change. You're questioning God and your faith, and maybe you're falling to temptation, or maybe you're doubting God's existence. Then we go to winter, where you ask yourself the why questions, whether that be, why isn't God helping me, or why isn't God doing this or that? Then spring, everything's new, it's exciting, you're beginning to reconnect with God in your life. And summer, a time when you have a happy relationship with yourself, and most importantly, you have a happy relationship with God.
We can all relate to the seasons in one way or another, whether you are in summer or if you are in winter.
When you think of fall, what is the first thing that comes to mind? For me, it's the leaves changing color into vibrant reds and yellows and oranges. For some, it's a time of harvest and working in the fields. Any way you look at it, fall is about change. The same as for spiritual fall. When someone is spiritually in fall, they are going through a change. It could be stressing about a new job or starting a new school. I am currently in fall. The change I'm experiencing is that I'm going to be moving 4.5 hours away in August to go to college. That may seem very far off, but I've been trying to prep for this since November. I have been stressing about applying for scholarships, because college is expensive. My parents have also been trying to teach me to do more things to be more independent, like teaching me how the money is taken out of my paycheck or how I can use the health insurance. They are getting ready to be empty nesters and preparing for me to be on my own. It's been really scary to realize I won't see them every day. But what has been getting me through this has been the hope that God will be there for me now as I'm going through scholarships and applications and later while I'm even at college. This past weekend, he has really shown that to me. I qualified for a very large scholarship, but I found out on Friday that I did not receive it. I was very devastated, but God sent hope through encouraging people and helping me to cheer up. Seasons change, people go through change, but God never changes, and he is wherever I am and wherever you are. That is the hope that is getting me through this fall season.
Good morning. I will be talking to you guys about winter. What is winter? Well, let me tell you what it's not. Winter is not bright. It is not peaceful. It is not where people should be left alone. Winter hurts. It's dark, cold, lonely, and it is the coldest season of the year. It may seem endless for a period of time. The hardest part of winter, though, is that is a time of your life where your faith may even start to shake or weaken. I know personally I have lost sight of God in my season of winter. It is hard to say that I'm not in this season when I have to constantly plead to God and ask why, how long, and beg him to take the pain away. Minor inconveniences won't direct your path to winter. It's more of a continuous loop of gloom, sadness, mourning, and stress. The only way out of the cycle, though, is through God. It is at these times where we are to be at our strongest, not only for our faith journey and connection with God, but for the others around us. No one asks for hardships in their life. I believe that God put us in winter for a reason. Those reasons could be to reflect on past behavior, spend time in reflection, prepare yourself for growth, reach out to God for help, and lastly, to work through the hardships with him together. God did not create us with the mental capability to understand everything that goes on in our lives. He did this purposely to further our faith in him, curiosity of the future, and excitement for the place he has prepared for us. Revelations 12:12 says, "Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows his time is short." Satan knows he won't be able to attack us forever, so he's making the most of the time he's got. Revelations 12:12 said that Satan is filled with fury because he knows his time is short. Who are we to know how long winter will last? We don't. Never will. But there is room for change in God's people. Winter is temporary. This earth is temporary, and our bodies are temporary. Winter is a part in our lives where we face the most challenges and brokenness. To me, winter means going about my day without the joy of tomorrow. To me, I feel stuck as someone also in winter would feel. You don't understand maybe why you are here, or why things happen to you. For me, it's a stubborn outlook of not coming home from college, not knowing why I don't have perfect relationships with my family or friends, and constantly asking, why did God give my mom cancer? Why her? Well, if God wouldn't have given her cancer, I wouldn't be scared of the future. I wouldn't have to wonder if she'll be at my wedding or if she'll get to see me become the woman she wants me to be. How am I supposed to put a smile on my face 24/7 when my heart is constantly being shattered with the medical facts being thrown at our family? You don't smile, or you just fake it. Like I stated earlier, winter is hard. It's not easy to be here for anyone. I haven't ended the loop of winter yet. Multiple failed attempts of getting out of winter, though, have caused me to almost give up. At this point, it is important to trust God and the plans he has for you. Personally, winter has been my home for quite a while, especially throughout high school, but I've learned to enjoy the little things and to accept the circumstances I'm in. I want you to put some thought into those who are in the season of winter. I encourage you to pray for them, and if it is you, I want you to know that you're not alone. Thank you for allowing me to share my personal connections on the season of winter, and I hope your understanding is now furthered.
spring. I'm going to start my part of the sermon by telling you guys a little story. It was a warm April morning in the Tri-Cities Airport in Tennessee. There was a young man sitting on a plane getting ready for takeoff with his mother and younger brother. The three of them were in Tennessee for a little vacation slash wrestling getaway, whatever you want to call it. As the young man was sitting in the plane, his stomach began to turn and he started feeling anxious. The older teenager did not want to go home. He was in the middle of a tough winter season. His friendships were struggling. He hated getting up and going to school every morning because nobody seemed to like him, and he was constantly getting picked on and made fun of. And to add to all of it, he had just had a disappointing finish to his previous wrestling season. As the plane started to take off, tears started to roll down the young man's face. The tears just kept falling and falling and seemed to never stop. He had met reality that he had to go back to that tough winter. But it was in that instant that that young man's life was changed forever. At that exact moment was when the Lord changed my winter into spring. Yes, that young man on the plane was me. When I returned home, the Lord gradually started to place new seedlings into my life. The Lord was just waiting for me to realize that they were there, and all I had to do was take them and run with them and grow and prosper them. The Lord started placing new opportunities in my life. One of them was he showed and taught me to cut out toxic friendships and relationships that were blocking my spiritual growth. The Lord has also planted a new seedling in me that he had given me the opportunity and showed me that wrestling was my passion and all I had to do was chase that passion. The Lord has given me so many great opportunities through the sport of wrestling on and off the mat, and I am forever grateful for those that he has given me. Being blessed and given new opportunities in the spring season by the Lord can be a weird feeling, as I've experienced myself. But through all the ups and downs, lefts, rights, news, olds about life, there's truly only one thing that remains constant, and that is your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you're probably sitting back there to yourself like, dude, tell me about this spring season. What's that all about? So what is spring season? It represents a new beginning, a fresh start. As you come out of the cold winter season, the cold, dark winter season, spring gives you hope that better days are ahead of you in your life. During winter, as Jamie touched on earlier, that is when your faith needs to be its deepest. Your relationship with your Savior needs to be at its highest and at its best it's ever been, even though it might be the toughest. That doesn't change for spring either. Also, as you enter or currently in the spring season, you also can't hold on to the past winter. You must pray for the new things coming in your life. Lastly, if you remember anything whatsoever about my time up here, I would remember this point right here. Trying new things in general, feels uneasy at some points in our lives. This is because the Lord has a plan for each and one of you and your life, and it is very hard to follow that plan and trust in Him because the plan is not tangible. We can't see it. That's just our human nature, is to know what is coming next. So then you begin to question your faith and your trust in the Lord. But you must put all of your trust and faith into the one and only Jesus Christ.
I'm going to talk about summer. So the best way to describe the season of summer is good. It's a closeness with God, a time when there are no storms and we can enjoy the blessings He is giving us. It is a time to rest because God has taken us out of the hardships of winter and walked us through the new beginnings of spring. Summer seems to pass us by in a blur if we don't pay attention.
And often, we don't realize we are in summer until the season of summer is over. We tend to take it for granted and move away from the close relationship we had with God while we were clinging to Him in winter. We may tend to take our summer blessings for granted, but our response is to recognize our gifts and praise God for them. This praise will give others hope in their seasons. Those who find themselves in summer may tend to feel guilty because they're in a good place, especially when we see others suffering and struggling in seasons of winter and fall. Our job is to lift those people up in prayer, walk beside them, and encourage them in their season. We are their reminder that seasons do end. God does not leave us in one season forever, and the season of summer represents hope. When we're in a season of summer with God, it doesn't actually have to be the summertime. When I was in my season with God, it was summer. I was at Camp Shatek, and we were singing a song. And I can't remember what that song was, but I can tell you that it changed my life. I could feel the Holy Spirit wash over me. And at first, I was wondering why it was suddenly so cold on this, like, hot, hot summer day. But I could hear all the people around me singing louder and louder and just filling the room with their praise for the Lord. And I knew that it was God reaching out to me. Later in the week, they asked us to stand up if we wanted to give our life to Christ. But I was too scared, and I stayed seated. I went back to my cabin, and I just kept thinking about what they asked us to do and asking us to stand up. And I decided that I wanted to come back to church and do profession of faith and give my life to Christ, and that's what I did. And even now, when we sing at church, and when I'm in fall and in winter, I can feel the Holy Spirit. And I can look back on the times that I was in summer, and they can help me get through my other seasons.